Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for this morning, Lord God. We want to thank you for just giving us the activities of our limbs, oh dear God. We decree and declare more blessings unto us, oh Father God. We decree and declare healing upon the sick and afflicted, oh Father God. We decree and declare anointing among the prophets that are here today in the forefront as well as in the background, Father God. We decree and declare blessings upon the fivefold ministry, Father God. And Lord God, we decree and declare our children to be safe and anointed and complete and whole, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we will speak nothing but joyfulness unto you, O Lord God. We decree and declare that we are anointed of you, O Father God. We decree and declare that our homes is blessed from the front to the back to the four corners to the center, Father God. We decree and declare, Lord God, for those that have been healed, Lord God, and speaking of your testimonies as a result of this call, Father God. We decree and declare that you're healing the minds of the sick, Lord God, the sick mentally and physically and psychologically, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to uplift us, oh Father God, that we will be high on your Holy Spirit, oh Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to walk plentifulness in your blessings, oh Father God, that we will have nothing but infinite abundance in our existence, oh Father God. We decree and declare new ideas, Father God. We decree and declare new partnerships, right relationships, Father God. We decree and declare that each and every household that is represented, past, forward, and forevermore, that they will be debt free, Father God. We decree and declare a special blessing among the women in ministry, oh Father God, that is carrying the bloodstained banner for you, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless those that are not here. Prophetess Barbara, oh Father God. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, oh dear God. Prophet Stephen Bostic, oh dear God, that you will continue to heal them, to make them whole and complete, Father God. We decree and declare a special anointing for our spiritual family, oh dear God. Bishop Ivonar Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, for giving us this platform, Lord God, to pray before you, Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to heal the land, oh dear God, with our words that you have given us the utterance to speak, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will continue to hear you in a clear, full manner, oh Father God. We decree and declare that this leadership of this country, oh dear God, will see your glory, oh dear God, and want to magnify the light that you are shining brightly among them, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will continue to be the salt of the earth, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we speak blessings among each other, and we decree and declare unconditional love. Prophetess Darlene, let's open it up, Lord God, so we can speak in our heavenly language. Here's your teddy.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Father God, we just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for all the prophets that's represented on this line and worldwide. I thank you for the wisdom and clarity for my life and for everyone. I thank you for healing and restoration. I thank you for new beginnings and new opportunities and new connections. I thank you for the Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their leadership and globalizing the prophetic, and so appreciative to be a part of that. I thank you for healing for our prophet, Stephen Bostic and Cynthia Dawson and Aisha Cooper. And thank you for the women of grace, which I call the mothers of the church and all churches. And I thank you for the bishops and the pastors and for the apostles and for the evangelists and the teachers and the prophets and prophetess, that you continually give them much wisdom to lead your people. And I thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection for all families worldwide. Thank you for children. Thank you for continuing giving them knowledge and protecting them in their comings and goings. And thank you for the law enforcement, and thank you for the military for their service, their right service, Lord. Give them healing and wisdom, and protect their families and encourage their wives for continuous support. Thank you, Lord, for the government, and I thank you for giving them wisdom to do right by the people. Thank you for the healing of the people in the Caribbean and the southern states and Las Vegas. And just thank you and love and praise and honor and worship who you are. Thank you for your word, the Bible, and that we have the opportunity to have that foundation to learn. Amen. I say all these things in loving you, Father, in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above all, for thy mercy is great, the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the cloud. Be exalted, O Lord, above the heaven, and thy glory above all the earth, that my beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide. Father, we just thank you for another day to come into your presence, giving praise and thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection you keep amongst everyone in your listening ears, Father. We thank you for the prayers that is being lifted up right now, Father. Father, thank you for our leadership, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Master Prophet. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for poem and prophecology. Father, we thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Barron. Father, we thank you for the legacy, family legacy, Father. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you for the men and women of the armed forces, Air Force, Navy, Army, Marines. Father, we thank you for world peace. We thank you for healing and strengthening your people right now, Father. We thank you for covering and protecting your children around the globe. Father, I thank you for calming the winds in California. Father, I thank you for granting peace and serenity to Las Vegas, Puerto Rico, Texas, the Caribbean Islands, Mexico. Father, I just thank you for the opportunity that even as we move forward, you are always guiding us. We thank you for your angels that walks with us, talks with us. Father, we thank you for the sick and shut-in, Lord. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for inner light, Father. And we thank you for being a beacon of light unto your people. Father, we just thank you for the love and success that you allow us to be partakers of. We thank you for the breath of life, and we just praise you, and we just love you. And we thank you for marriages, Father. We thank you for family. Father, I thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around my grandson, Ray J. I thank you for peace of mind that you're giving to my only granddaughter, Demorie. And I thank you for her love, and I thank you for what she's bringing onto this earth. Father, I just thank you for your guidance, and I love you to life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the ability to pray. Thank you for bringing us together again here in the morning, God, as we lift our voices up to you. We thank you for hearing us, God. Thank you for your mercy, which endures forever. Thank you for your presence in the midst. You say, where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, God. Thank you for hearing our prayers. We love you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. God, I thank you for the company of prophets on the phone this morning, God, lifting their voices up to you. Bless each and every one, God, in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and their coming. Bless them in their homes. Bless them in their finances. Bless them in their health. God, bless their families, God. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah. I ask you to bless them also in a mighty way, God. Strengthen them for the tasks that they have at their hands. God, bless their church. Bless the school of the prophets and all of the prophets, God. Those who are listening on the line, bless your people, God. Bless those who have come to the prayer call. God, I give you thanks for people seeking prayer, seeking your face, God. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. I love you. And God, I just lift up my voice and ask you to look upon my family, God. Look upon them and bless them. Thank you for what you're doing in the Applewhite family and for guiding Naya specifically, God. Thank you for strengthening her and allowing her to be obedient to her parents, God. Thank you for your covering over the family, God. And I ask you to look upon those who are sick and shut in, God, and those whose names are on the prayer list, God. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Bostic, Aisha Cooper, and anyone else whose names I'm not aware of, but you know, God, who needs your healing. Strengthen them, touch their bodies and their minds. Give them physical and emotional healing. Thank you, God. Bless their families. And God, remember the elderly, please, Lord. Remember your elderly people. Strengthen them. Protect them. We cancel out any dementia, any senility, any of the aging diseases that come upon people. God, strengthen your golden seers. And just look upon us, God. And we thank you for your mercy, God. I thank you again every day for your mercy, God, and for your provisions, for guiding us and keeping us, God. And thank you for Prophetess Darlene and for all the leadership, God. Thank you for Prophetess Janice Goss, God, and all of the leadership and all of those who are working in your vineyard and holding up the hands of the Master Prophet. Thank you, God. Thank you for peace. Thank you for sweet sleep. And thank you for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we command your blessing upon the lives of your people. And we thank you, Father God, that you are a rewarder to those who diligently seek you. We thank you, Father God, this evening, God, that we come before you, God, in our humility and in humbleness. And Father God, even in our weaknesses and even in our strengths, we come before you, Father God, and
We're asking and seeking you, Father God, standing in the gap through prayer and intercession, God, believing that those that believe God and trust in him, Father God, will never be ashamed. We thank you, Father God, that your word will never return unto you void, God, and that your word is a lamp unto our feet, God. We pray for direction this evening, God, and we pray for a word, God, that will simplify matters in our lives, God, and help us and give us direction in our lives, God. We come, Father God, this evening, and we stand in the gap, God. We pray for those that are in devastation, Father God, where Mother Nature has devastated the lands, God. We pray, Father God, that you will restore, God, and that you will begin to bring communities together, Father God, and there will be, out of this will come unity and peace among the brethren, Father God, and among the races, God. We pray, Father God, for stability, God, and we pray for balance, God. We pray for balance in every aspect of our lives, God. You said a false balance is an abomination to God. So, God, we pray, Father God, that you even the scales this evening, God, and bring us, Father God, into a place, God, where the equilibrium and balance, God, that we are all one, God. Now, I pray, Father God, for the saints of God. I pray for the churches, Father God. I pray for the unity in the churches, God. And I pray, Father God, for the pastors and the teachers, God, and the prophets and the evangelists, God. Those that have to deliver the word, God. We ask, Father God, for direction, God, and we ask for sound counsel, God. You said that he that has an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We pray, God, for truth this evening, God, and that truth would be in our inward parts, God, and we would begin to obey, Father God, the principles and the laws and, Father God, of the kingdom, God. We pray, Father God, for each and every person on the line. We pray that by your stripes we are all healed and every sickness and disease has already been covered under the blood. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper because, God, you created the destroyer to destroy, God. And, Father God, nothing can happen without your permission. God, thank us. We thank you, God. And we thank, Father God, that we come into your presence this evening, Father God, asking that you command the blessing upon your people this evening, God. We ask, God, that you are the Lord of the harvest, God, and that you would send the harvest, God, now, God. We ask, God, that you would send prosperity now, God. We ask, God, that you would send the unity now, God. We ask, Father God, that you would send visions and dreams, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would send witty ideas, God, that would, Father God, be equivalent, Father God, to new money and new direction. God, we ask that you send hope, God, to a people, to a dying nation, Father God. Send hope, God. And we ask, Father God, that you would comfort those that are in mourning, those that are grieving, God. We ask that you would bring comfort to their family, God. And we ask that you would comfort those that mourn in Zion, God. God, that you would restore them, and that you would give them beauty for ashes, God. And that everything that they walk through, Father God, everything becomes beautiful in its own time, God. We thank you, Father God, for your patience with us this evening, God. We come before you, Father God, because we're seeking your face wholeheartedly, God. We're seeking you, Father God. You said pray without ceasing, and we pray tonight, God. We come in this 12th hour, God. We come in this prayer hour, God. We're interceding and believing that you will move on our behalf and that we will open the heavens, Father God, and that, Father God, we will shift the atmosphere. We will shift the elements in the atmosphere, God. We pray now for restoration, God. God, for your family, God. We pray for restorations in the church, God. We pray for restoration, Father God, in the nation, Father God. We pray for the political unrest, God. We pray for nations, Father God, that don't even know you, God. You said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. But God, you said that every nation will have an opportunity for the gospel to be preached. We pray, Father God, that you open up the doors of evangelism, God, and that, Father God, the evangelists, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, God, will go in and begin to preach and teach your word, that everyone will have an opportunity to know who you are. God, we give you the thanks and the glory, God, that we have the freedom and liberty to pray as it is now, God. But Father, you said your word have we hidden in our heart that we may not sin against you, God. We pray that the word will constantly, Father God, rejuvenate, God, and constantly strengthen us, God, in mind, body, and soul, God. We thank you this evening, God, and we give you the praise, God. We give you all glory, God, belongs to you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Until the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. Lord God, we want to thank you for just remembering us on today, Father God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, for the prayers that have gone up before me, O dear God, the declarations, O dear God, the decrements, O Father God, and the affirmation that's be going up before you, Lord God. We thank and praise your name for just allowing us to have this space to come before your face, O Father God, to lay prostrate before you, Lord God, to decree and declare blessings upon those that hear your word, O dear God, that we will continue to be a light on earth that will shine brightly so men can fall down and want to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to just be clean and renewed day by day, O dear God, for bringing us to repentance, Father God. We want to thank you for renewing our mercies each and every day. We want to thank you for just being merciful, Father God. We want to thank you for just giving us favor in this season, Lord God. We want to thank you for our children, which is a blessing from you, Lord God. And Lord God, we just ask that you allow us to cherish the things that you have given us, Lord God. We decree and declare and affirm, Lord God, that we will do mightily things as you have commanded us to do, Father God. We thank and we worship you, Lord God, for just given us gifts so that we will be able to obtain wealth, oh dear God. And as we continue to sow into you, Lord God, you will continue to pour out a blessing for us, oh dear God, that we will not have room enough to receive. We claim it and we decree and declare, Lord God, we will continue to be faithful to giving, oh Father God. And Lord God, that we will continue to be a light to the world, oh dear God. We thank you for the civil unrest, oh Father God, that will continue to plague the earth, oh dear God, that you will turn them around, Lord God, give them a new sight, Lord God, that they will go to sleep one way, Lord God, and wake up afresh, a new person, a new creature in thee, oh Father God, that their minds will be transformed like never before. Because, Lord God, you said we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, oh dear God. And thank you, Lord God, for my healing, oh Father God. Thank you for my children, Lord God. Thank you for my grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my mom, Lord God. I thank you for my whole family, Lord God, as you continue to uplift them and keep us all on one accord, oh dear God, so that we could continue to hold each other up, Lord God. We thank and I praise your name for my spiritual family, the prophets of Pomo, dear God. I thank you for letting us all be on one accord to love each other unconditionally, oh God. I want to thank and praise your name for our mother and father in the ministry, Lord God. Bishop Ebonar Jordan, Lord God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God. We bless Prophetess Darlene Gray, Lord God, for standing in the gap and leading this call, oh dear God. Anoint her afresh, oh dear God. Strengthen her where she's weak, oh Father God. Build her up so that she continues to rebuild herself as she gives out, oh dear God. Unconditionally, Lord God. We bless each and every prophet that is faithful unto your will, Lord God. These many blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name, and we thank you for just being so merciful and gracious, and we love you to life, Lord God. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, amen.
Yes,
Prophetess Joyce.
Amen. Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. O God, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O our soul. While we live, we will praise the Lord. Father God, I give you all honor and praise, O God. O God, thank you, Lord, for being the light of this new day, O God. And may the sunshine continue to shine upon our presence, O God, and our soul, Lord. God, thank you, God, for peace, O God, that passes all understanding, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for keeping us from falling, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for fulfilling our heart with your goodness, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous, O God, and letting us be above only, O Lord. O God, thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God. O God, thank you, God, for helping us to do our tasks with diligence and all our duties and responsibilities be greeted with joy, God. O God, thank you, God, for teaching us how we should walk and what we should do, God. O God, thank you, God, for dispelling any darkness from our minds and from our will, O God. O God, thank you, God, for peace all around us, O Lord. Thank you, God, for the green light, O God. O God, thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, oh God. And thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm, from body and soul, God. And God, thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence, oh God, each and every day, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for bringing us back safe and sound, oh God. And God, thank you, Lord, for our leaders, Lord. Thank you, God, for the leaders of your churches and all your leaders all over the world, God. God, thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding, God. And thank you, God, for peace in our communities, oh Lord. Oh God, thank you, God, for blessings all through and around our home, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for your hedges protection, over us, our children, our family, and loved ones all around us, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for letting us overcome any challenges that come our way, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for clarity in all our situations, Lord. Oh God, thank you, God, for making us stronger and not to worry, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for relationship healing, God. Thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for letting us be that light of your presence that shine through us and influence others to follow you, God. God, thank you, God, for creativity, God. Thank you, God, for joy, love, and divine connections, oh Lord. And God, thank you for ordering our step, oh God. And thank you, God, may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, O God. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation, and who I shall fear. I will trust in the Lord all the days of my life. Father, you are our redeemer, and you are our refuge, and you are our redeemer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all. We thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up tonight, Father, giving you praise and honor, dear Lord, for another night calling on you, Father God. Look upon all the people that's on the phone tonight, the pastors, the prophets, the partners, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, dear Lord. Touch them with a financial blessing, dear Lord. Look upon our children, dear Lord, and protect them. And we thank you in advance, Father God. We thank you for the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, for allowing this vision for the prophetic, dear Lord. And we thank you for all for the healings of Cynthia Dawson, Bassett, and Anisha Cooper. Look upon Barney Musgrove, who lost her son, Father God. Continue to give her strength, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon my cousin who grew up for a case tomorrow. Father, you know all things, dear Lord. We trust in you, Father God, and we thank you in advance, dear Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for divine peace even now. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for the lives of your people here joining here. Thank you for a new day indeed, Father God. We thank you for allowing for us to be in our bodies even now. We thank you for life, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind even now. Father God, we thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for divine joy, strength, and love even now, Father God. Touch our elders and our children. Touch our minds and our spirits even now, Father God. Allow us to hear your voice clearly, Father God. Allow us to move in obedience in you. Allow your will to be done. In your mighty, precious name, Father God, draw right relationships our way, right partnerships, Father God. I love you, Lord, and will continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we bless you, for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. Lord, we dispatch your healing angels, for you have borne our grief and carried our sorrow. We bless all of the prayer warriors, and we bless all of the partners on the call. Amen. All of our leaders, Lord God, our pastors, Pastor Mascarene, Pastor Janice, and Prophet Donnell. Amen. We bless Prophet Pastor Gregory. Amen. The Coopers. Amen. We bless them, Lord God. We speak strength and provision, strength and provision, strength and provision in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we ask you for the grace, amen, to move forward and to move in you. We move and live and have our being. And we thank you for the grace, Lord, to overcome every obstacle, every hindrance, every spirit that would try to wear us down. We break the power of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine favor and victory, even on our jobs, even in our communities, safety and protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your people. Every prayer request we lift it up, and we call forth every answer, every provision that's needed. We call every need met and every need supplied. Amen. Every bill paid. Amen. Every need according to your riches and your glory by Christ Jesus. It's already done. And we thank you for the grace. And we thank you for the favor. And we thank you for divine protection in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please.
Amen. And powerful prayer. Thank you, one and all. I want to invite each and every one of you to join us live here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard in a couple of hours right here with our powerful teaching with the Master Prophet, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard on this same very line. Then we'll be having our 12 noon call, Pop Life Radio Show. I want to invite each and every one of you to join us for the Pop Life, and that is from 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. And then, of course, we have our 8 p.m. call with Prophet Joshua Jordan. We want to invite each and every one of you to join us. Also, people of God, check your emails. Check your emails. We are in the season of the law of abundance. You want to make sure you are a part of what is happening. Amen. And then we will be joining right back here at 11:50 p.m., Prophet Darlene.
Amen. And we bless each of you on the call, and we want you to invite someone, amen, to join us on the Midnight Cry. Amen. And if this call has been a blessing to you, amen, sow a seed of gratitude, sow a seed of thanksgiving, sow a seed into the anointing, and watch it grow, because when you sow, you will grow. And we bless you all. Amen. Thank you again for joining us. Let somebody know that the prophets are praying. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you.